This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Well, now that we've talked about the week that was, let's go back to those banking crises we were just talking about, where the casualties included Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic, which have mostly been absorbed by other larger lenders at this point. Marketplace's Lily Jamali checks in on the regional banks that are still standing and the challenges they face.
The bank runs of this spring that started with the failure of SVB have stabilized, says Alexei Savov, a finance professor at NYU Stern.
So now it's a little bit more of a trickle, which is easier for banks to deal with.
But they're still hurting. The stock prices of PacWest, Zions, and Fifth Third are way down since March. There remains a difference between what bank assets are worth on paper and what they're actually worth. One recent study estimates there are $2 trillion of those unrealized losses, the kind that brought down SVB. In this climate, the University of Alabama's Julie Hill says regional banks are operating under more scrutiny from the government.
We saw Joe Biden from the White House telling the American people that they were going to get to the bottom of the regulatory failures that happened that resulted in these banks' failures.
She says regulators heard that message loud and clear. Meanwhile, the survivors among regional banks have tried to manage the Federal Reserve's higher interest rates, which triggered the crisis in the first place. Dan Suzuki is Deputy Chief Investment Officer at Richard Bernstein Advisors.
Banks have been able to delay the pain by not passing on higher short-term interest rates that we've seen as a result of Fed policy to their customers' deposits.
But competition for deposits, that's your money, is starting to heat up.
And the regional banks are under a lot of pressure now to raise their deposit rates in order to retain their customers' assets.
That has the potential to hit regional bank profits, but it's a potential opportunity for consumers, says Myra Rodriguez-Valladares, managing principal at MRV Associates.
They should be looking to see who offers more for regular checking, for savings, for certificates of deposit, because otherwise those depositors can walk.
When it comes to the return on your money, she says right now is a good time to shop around. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.